see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
I am in a world of shit.
There's a virus, all right. It has infected the vast majority. It's a virus of consciousness, spread by fear and a comprehensive misunderstanding of anything that lies outside of ego-centered perception. The victim mentality waters and sustains the virus as it grows and spreads uncontrollably. It is rooted in ignorance and sustained by panic. From Embracing the Rainbow, we read, "When the time comes for the changes to begin in earnest with regard to the change of governmental focus, there will be an outcry by the citizens. Measures are planned so that the individual will be overwhelmed and unable to react in any way but to submit. It is expected that they will grovel before the God that is on his throne far away and think that they are being punished for some great sin. In other words, play the victim. The inner strength of the focus of the soul has been totally disregarded. The planned shock of overwhelming the citizens as a whole has been analyzed and studied to bring forth the reaction that is desired. Human nature is well known. Your reactions and beliefs are fully understood. Nothing has been left to chance in this well-planned game of illusion for the purpose of delusion. With the continual deluge of disinformation, mind control, and governmental super-snooping capabilities, it seems even more redundant that so many can be so unaware or in such deep denial. Even the opposition is amazed at its success. Thus, they are engaged in seeing just how much can be paraded before your eyes without your awareness being triggered. It is a phenomenal experience to observe this continue to progress. That passage rings true with the current global situation that is unfolding. Literally, billions of people all over the planet have been easily corralled like herd animals. Entire economies have been destroyed, and with this social distancing nonsense, people have been discouraged from intimacy, which exemplifies the insidious nature of this multi-tiered operation. It is an attack on the consciousness of humanity. It is a full frontal assault on the mind. Draconian laws have been enacted. Millions upon millions have been put out of work. Small businesses have gone under, and massive surveillance technology has been employed all over the world in this push to give birth to an Orwellian dystopia, the bastard child of the psychopaths that rule from behind the thrones of power. And, as is readily apparent, the vast majority infected with the crown pathogen are all too willing to comply and do just what they are told, like frightened little children. It's astounding at just how comprehensive the corporate-controlled media has such a firm grip on the minds of so many. Taught to distrust their own inherent intuitions and discernment, they blindly believe whatever they are told to without question and condemn on reflex action those who see past the illusion. At this stage of the game, there is not much one can do for those who remain unwilling to remove the blinders and steadfastly choose to remain within their cognitive illusions. How can one do for another what they will not do for themselves?
I believe everything the government and the TV tells me.
A multi-billionaire with no medical or scientific training, a known eugenicist, gives medical advice to the health ministries and is accepted with no questions asked. This creature will enrich himself by poisoning masses of people through vaccines to deal with the virus. The real virus is the crown pathogen, the virus of the mind. Only a willful and deliberate shifting in perceptual awareness can cure this deadly pandemic that inflicts the vast majority of human beings. It is a willing and individual act. It is a shift in attitudes, beliefs, and opinions, and a willful dismantling of the victim consciousness. The pathogen is fear and victimhood. For so long, we have been taught to distrust our humanness and to gauge our entire understanding of reality based on that misunderstanding. We've been encouraged to jettison our individuality for the sake of collectivized conformity to whatever external authority we've given our minds away to. obviously, the result is always the same. Slavery. Only this time, the technology has advanced to the point where complete destruction of the human soul is possible if we don't take action to change the direction in which we are headed. Observing the condition of the average human being, it doesn't seem likely, does it? This is why it is a parting of the ways now. An energetic split has occurred, and those who wish to continue on the same dead-end path will do so, and best of luck to them. There is no time left to mourn the dead. We can take part in the creation of a new experiential reality, but first, we must cast aside the chains that have bound our consciousness within cognitive fortresses of disempowerment and deception. We must take on the mantle of personal responsibility to shift our focus and intentions away from the enslaving forces and shift the perceptions towards the desire to create something new. We must heal the crown pathogen. If we realign our perceptions with the universal laws of nature and creation, then perhaps we stand a chance. If we fail to do this at this pivotal point in human history, then what will manifest as a result of that failure will be a totalitarian technocracy devoid of the last remnants of what it means to be human.